USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett this morning is now Justice Barrett.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the Democratic Republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
ACB has become the 115th justice to serve on the Supreme Court and starts work Tuesday. The longest-serving member of the current court, Associate Justice Clarence Thomas, delivered the constitutional oath of office Monday night. On Tuesday, Chief Justice John Roberts will complete the process by delivering the judicial oath to the court's ninth member. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
When the German Reich took power in 1933 Germany, if someone had an opposing political view, violence and sometimes death would follow. Fast forward to American college campuses in 2020, and the same non-tolerance is acted out in what seems every day. Conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza tells Fox News the difference between 1980s campuses and today's campus societies.
I think it's gotten to an intolerable level. When we were students a generation ago, we were young Reaganites in the 1980s, and of course we were outnumbered by the left on the campus. But we never felt we couldn't speak our mind, we couldn't organize politically. There were conservative professors on the campus, and there was debate. Students were aware of different points of view. I think what's frightening now is the sort of uniformity that's being imposed on the campus. So it's the very antithesis of what liberal education is all about. In fact, I'm pretty convinced that if Socrates were to walk on the American campus today, the professors would surround him and make him drink the hemlock all over again.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Meet George Jetson.
Ah, the memories. George Jetson getting mauled by the dog on the treadmill. We would laugh and laugh, and Jane the wife always got the cash on the dash. We Americans had a lot of expectations back in the day. The big one, flying cars by 2020. I know, right? So drop what you're doing, sell the house, and let's move to New Hampshire. Yeah, New Hampshire. Because that's where you'll find Republican Sherman Packard, a New Hampshire House of Representative from the Rockingham 5 District. Because of this man's efforts, flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. You heard me right. Flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. In a recent sit-down interview with New Hampshire Public Radio, Representative Packard said there was nothing on the books that would have allowed this type of vehicle on the road. To allow them to even exist in New Hampshire, we had to pass this type of legislation. Executive Director Jeff Rapsis of the Aviation Museum of New Hampshire says the first wave of flying cars probably won't distract traditional traffic, and so will prove an easy law for motorists to adapt to. The only downside, no one makes flying cars in 2020. Don't fret, my friends. The future is near, and when flying cars finally get to market, the state law in New Hampshire will permit their flight on state roads. Thank you, New Hampshire. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.